Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. Of course, you'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. To Keep a Butterfly from Flying is a novel about a young woman's journey to freedom, trapped in a relationship filled with deceit. She's given a chance to follow her dreams of traveling the world, opening her eyes for the first time, broadening her horizons, transforming her perspective, and doing so, well, she sets herself free. To Keep a Butterfly from Flying is from author Cynthia Snyder. Born in Appalachian, New York, the youngest of five, from an early age had a passion to help people, longing to truly make a difference in the world. At 19, against her parents' wishes, she became a hairdresser. Her career took her to New York City, as well as traveling the world on a cruise ship. Cynthia Snyder, author of To Keep a Butterfly from Flying, is with us on This Week in America. Cynthia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, and it's a fascinating story, this journey, a young woman's journey to freedom. Let's talk about the main character, Cynthia. Does part of Cynthia represent your life? Is this part of your story?
Yes, this is my actual journal while I worked on the cruise ship as a hairdresser.
Well, and it's interesting, as we are there with you as you go through this transformation. Let's talk about growing up and the freedom that you were hoping that you would experience. I mentioned you were the youngest of five. What was that like? What was growing up like for you?
Well, it was never a dull moment. There's always something going on. But I learned a lot just from my siblings and their life journeys, which helped me, I guess, become who I am today.
Well, yes, and I mentioned the relationship issues there. Talk about that. Was that sort of the breaking point when you decided, I really need to express myself, to find myself, and to break away from this?
I think a lot of people go through relationships that they are stuck in for many different reasons, and this is my way of breaking free from that and trying to find myself again. I think we often get lost in relationships and you kind of lose who you are. And from this journey, I kind of gained that perspective back.
The book is To Keep a Butterfly from Flying. Cynthia Snyder is the author and our guest on This Week in America. You'll find the book at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about when you made that decision to leave, and your family reaction, your parents' reaction when you said, well, your first step was what, the hairdresser and going to New York City, I understand.
Yeah, I worked in New York City for an extended period of time, and then I came back home to upstate New York, where I began dating someone. We had our ups and downs, and when we went through one of the downs, I decided that I wanted to travel and just grow as a person. So I applied to work on a cruise ship just to be able to see more of the world. But the main thing is, I did want to change how I felt about everything. You get stuck in a routine, and the day in and day out just becomes monotonous. So I wanted something that would jolt that. And working on a cruise ship definitely did for me.
Well, yeah, talk about that experience, because now it's not just breaking away from where you were in New York to New York City, so you're still somewhat close if you needed to be. Now you're traveling the world. You're out there all by yourself. Were there any fears, trepidation as you were going into this, the job on the cruise ship?
Oh, definitely. I'd never been on a cruise ship, so I didn't really know what I was going in for. It was a lot of long hours, but the main part that made it worthwhile was just meeting all the different people from different cultures all over the world, the people I worked with, and learning things through them and their cultures that helped me change my perspective on my own life, which was the main focus of writing the book, really.
When did you decide to start the journal? Was that just something you were going to do, or was there a point when you thought, I really need to write my thoughts down as I'm going through this process?
My parents actually gave me a very nice journal before I left, and when I was there, it was just a way to kind of like process and remember the time that I'd been on one. Just wanted to really remember it, but I didn't think I was going to turn it into a book until after I came home.
And it's interesting because we feel like we're there with you as we're reading the book To Keep a Butterfly from Flying as everything unfolds during this process. Just back to your parents, when you told them you were leaving and you were going to go on a cruise ship, what was it? Obviously, they sent you with the journal, so you were, you know, it was positive from that aspect. What were their thoughts when you said you were going to leave and go on a cruise ship and be there for some time?
They were supportive, but I don't think that they thought it was actually going to come to happen. You know, you come up with an idea, and making that idea turning into a reality is much more difficult. But they knew, I mean, they've always known that once I get something in my head that there's not a lot changing my mind about it. They weren't initially supportive of me being a hairdresser, but I think because of all the places it brought me to, they were very supportive of it as a career.
Yeah, and all the people, the very diverse group of people that you meet in that profession, and of course on the ship. Talk about your expectations when you took this job. You said you've never been on a cruise before. What were your expectations? And I get the impression, boy, you ran through a whole gamut of emotions when you were on the ship, didn't you?
Yeah, it was, you know, good days and bad days. Obviously, when you're far away from home, you can't really communicate. But I really wanted to see as much of the world and, you know, really take in the experience that I was given the opportunity to do, which was amazing. But it was hard. You're working long hours. You know, you're around different people that don't always, you know, relate to someone that's from America. And I think that was the most, like, trying attribute about the experience.
Talk about feelings of isolation, because you are there, especially in the beginning, really didn't know anybody. It's just you with expectations and hope that this answers some questions and help you find out who you are. Were there feelings of isolation at times when you felt loneliness?
It's very strange because you're constantly surrounded by people when you work on a cruise ship. You're very rarely alone, and that was difficult for me to deal with. Because there were so many people always around you, you didn't really feel like you were getting that alone time, and I always needed a little bit of alone time to kind of regenerate in a way. But it was definitely, a very good experience overall.
Yes.
Especially being around all these, like, different things, and that's what I wanted.
In the beginning, it felt like you realized, okay, problems are problems, whether I'm at sea or at home. Talk about going through that process when you, I don't know if you thought you were going to totally escape things, but you were going through the emotions as we talked about on the ship. How did you come to terms with that, okay, there are problems, this is not a perfect life, but it's a life that's going to give me a lot of what I was looking for, which was meeting other people and seeing other cultures?
I think it was hard because things would happen back home, you know, with your family or... there was a point where my brother got to a car accident, which was very hard, and a lot of people from my family would keep certain things from me because there's nothing I can do about it, and I was traveling always and not always able to, you know, contact them. So I think in a way they were trying to protect me from that worry, but that, I think, made me feel more isolated because they weren't telling me everything that was going on, especially with my siblings.
The book is To Keep a Butterfly from Flying. Cynthia Snyder is the author, our guest in the program. The book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting is you describe some of the encounters, the people that you'd met on the cruise ship. You talk about a passenger on the ship that really touched you, and you wrote about how amazing this is that sometimes people just come into your life at the right time. That happens, doesn't it, where you're not quite sure why, but there's somebody there that really makes you feel good about life.
Oh, yeah. There was many times where I'd have a client come in for a hair appointment, and they would just tell you a lot about themselves. And so it kind of put you into a different mindset. And oftentimes it made me feel better after, you know, being around other Americans on the cruise ship and hearing their stories of things that they've gone through, or, you know, they often vent to you because you're a hairdresser. And that really brought my spirits up most of the time.
You talk about the visit to the Butterfly Gardens on St. Thomas, and reluctant to go at first. Talk about that experience, because that really was a life-altering experience for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a crew member, Petr, from Bulgaria, and he told me to go to a butterfly garden, and I happened to come across one, so I went. And it's this beautiful, you know, majestic garden that they're in, but you often don't see that they're also trapped, right? And I thought that was a beautiful irony, because it's a beautiful place and they have all this room to live, even if their life is short. But in a way, is it enough? Is it enough space for it to be good enough, you know?
Yes.
And I kind of related that to how I felt on the ship, kind of always feeling a little bit suffocated in a way.
The book is an excellent read, To Keep a Butterfly from Flying. Cynthia Snyder, the author, with us on This Week in America. And again, the book's available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The purpose was to find yourself, to try to get some guidance, to figure out who you are, who you wanted to be, where you were going. After you were on the ship, did you feel more about you, that you knew more about yourself, that this was a successful journey?
Oh, definitely. There was a point where I went to Costa Maya, and it was like a very poor area that we drove through once we got onto land, and it kind of changed my perspective in a way that made me realize that the people there were very happy. They were very upbeat, even though they were living with not very much, and a couple dollars to them was a lot. So it made me grateful for everything that I grew up with. It made me grateful for the things that I had back home that I often took for granted, even just our safety that we have here, you know, the smallest things,
yes,
and also everything that my parents did for me made me appreciate everything a lot more.
Helped to put everything in your life, in your past, in your family's life back into to perspective. Talk about the decision. You did the journaling for yourself, and then you decided you're going to share this, because we feel your emotions as you're going through all of this up to the actual job on the cruise ship and through that. How difficult was that decision to write and to share these stories and emotions with other people?
I definitely felt extremely vulnerable once I put the book out there. Because these are your personal thoughts, things that you're writing for yourself, and then to share them with people, especially people you know and the people that may have been involved in my life. It was a very vulnerable experience for me, which I guess no one likes to let go of that control, but I felt like I learned so much through the people that I encountered that their stories had to be told as well.
And it's interesting to follow those stories. One review says, a short, wise tale. This book is great for readers who may need a nudge to take a risk in their own lives. Are you getting any feedback? Because you really are helping other people who may be in that situation that you were in, thinking, I need to do something, but just reluctant to do it. You went through all those, that wide range of emotions, and you went ahead and you did it. It has to make you feel good that you can guide other people through what you went through.
Oh, definitely. And another point that I wanted to touch base on was just the fact that if you have an idea or if you have a dream and you take small steps towards that dream every day and you focus on it, that eventually it will become your reality if you're focused and, you know, you keep that at your star point. But you can change your stars if you want to.
And you did, and I guess you did in the slow steps too, didn't you? Where you did the New York, and then you went off, and you did the cruise. How long were you? I think 6 months, something in that range.
I think it took me like 7 months to actually get the job, and then I was on the ship for about 7 months.
Was that when it was over? What was it like when it was over and you walked away? Did you want to do it again? Did you feel like, okay, that was enough? And I really, mission accomplished. I was able to learn what I wanted to learn during this process.
I definitely miss the traveling, but I don't believe I would ever want to put myself in that experience again, just because of, you know, family and the
yes.
different types of things that come along with being gone for a very long, extensive period of time. But I saw it as a very positive experience.
Yeah, when you put it in perspective, 7 months, that is a long time to be gone, and you're sort of trapped too, aren't you? It's not like you can just hop a flight and go back because you're in various ports of call all around the world. The book is really well done, very well written, a powerful message to keep a butterfly from flying, Cynthia Snyder. After doing this, are you going to write another book? Is there any other story that you would like to tell?
I have started one, but I feel like it's very new. I've always wanted to be a writer, so this was just kind of putting my foot through the door, but nothing's set in stone as of right now.
Well, best of luck with that, because you are a talented writer, and that comes across very, very vividly in the book, To Keep a Butterfly from Flying. Cynthia Snyder has been our guest on the program. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Amazon as well. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to get information on Cynthia's book. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Great to have you with us. A story that's going to help a lot of people, helped yourself along the way, will be helping other people as well. Thank you for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Cynthia Snyder. The book is To Keep a Butterfly from Flying. Books available at bookventure.com, at the bookstore, at Amazon, and you can find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly for information. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.